This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast, our 65th episode. I'm Mark Berry. This week on Top Shelf, Luke Aston of the Revelstoke Grizzlies scored the game-winning goal in Game 4 of the Kootenai Conference Finals. Emmanuel Sequeira talks with him about the series. The Mowat Cup is in Kimberley starting April 18th. Kimberley Dynamiters head coach and general manager Derek Stewart hops onto the podcast to talk about how the Nitros are preparing for the Provincials. Luke Aston is next on Top Shelf.
And the Grizzlies come back. Now it's Aston. He's got McLeod with him. With a quick shot, scores! Luke Aston at 2:04!
I'm speaking with Luke Aston of the Revelstoke Grizzlies. Luke, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Hey, thanks very much for having me on.
Luke, so your team is fresh off a big win yesterday. How would you assess the way the team has played in this series against the Princeton Posse so far?
As a team, we've played really well. Through the whole lineup, everyone's going. Obviously, you know, it's the semifinals of the league, so every game's going to be close. It's going to be a hard games, but I think we're all playing really well and got a lot of depth going right now.
Yeah, all the games have been close. What have those battles been like against Princeton?
Well, for me, I played them last year, so I know it's going to be a difficult game every time. You know, it's physical, it's chippy, it's playoff hockey, but I think the way our team's prepared for it this year, that's exactly kind of what we want. Those hard battles, those close games where everyone's firing.
In yesterday's game, you guys were down 2-0 again, and then were able to come back, and then you scored the big winning goal. What was that feeling like?
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, it's really nice to help contribute to the team, but just trying to do whatever I can to, you know, get us there, or help us win, whether that's scoring the goal or, you know, blocking shots on the penalty kill.
On that goal, talk about kind of what did you see for, I guess, a spot to shoot at to be able to score?
Yeah, well, we were going down as odd man rush. It was kind of like a 4-on-2 with a back checker. We had guys going to the net. You know, I was looking for some passing options, but we had guys going to the net, so I just saw a far side shot and just kind of took it.
Over the years, you seem to always kind of come up clutch for the team and come up with big goals at much needed times. Where do you think that ability comes from for you?
I'm not really too sure. I think it's, you know, part of it has to do with, you know, being confident under pressure and, you know, being comfortable when you're out on the ice and, you know, those last few minutes of the game. But, you know, it really could be anyone on the team, you know, putting that puck in the net. And it just happened to be me yesterday.
Do you consider yourself more of a playoff type player than you do a regular season player?
I think so. Yeah, I think those close games where, you know, everyone's going, I think that gets me into it a little bit more. The season's on the line, so I think it's a bit more intense. And I think those are the games where I thrive in and I like playing in more.
So I've been looking at your stats, and from the previous two seasons, the numbers are good, but then even like your numbers in the playoffs in 21-22 and 19 games, you had 13 points, 4 of them goals. Last year's playoffs, you had 11 games played, you had 7 points. Like your production almost seems to be better in the playoffs compared to the regular season.
Yeah, it does kind of seem that way. I think it's just kind of the type of hockey that's played kind of suits me a little bit better.
And then talk about coming into this season. Were there any specific areas that you wanted to become a better player that you feel that you've achieved?
Yeah, I think my puck management has kind of been a big thing. Obviously, you know, I love holding on to the puck, making plays, setting up teammates. But at the same time, you know, I got to be smart with it and not cause turnovers, leading to, you know, odd man rushes going our way. So I think throughout the whole year, it's just kind of been a bit of a lesson and kind of learning curve to kind of manage the puck a little bit better.
And then finally, so big game 5 in Princeton on Friday. I'm sure you and your teammates know that's not going to be an easy game.
No.
What are, I guess without giving away too much, but what do you think are going to be the keys for you guys to have success and to be able to finish off the series?
Obviously, it's going to be a hard game. You know, they're a great team over there. They've, you know, they got depth in the lineup. They got good goaltending and everything. So I think we just keep playing our game. You know, I think that a quick start's going to be huge, especially on the road. You know, try to go get that first goal.
That's Luke Aston of the Rebel Soap Grizzlies. Luke, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thank you.
The quest for the Tech Cup continues. The Princeton Posse and Beaver Valley Nighthawks both find themselves down in their conference finals, 3-1. It's win tonight or hit the links time. Both series resume Friday night tonight, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Catch the action at the Beaver Valley Arena, Princeton and District Arena. I really like that old barn. Or you can watch on Flow Hockey. The Huddle Instat Players of the Week were forward Ben Scarson from the Fernie Ghost Riders, defenseman Grady Sterling-Ponick of the Princeton Posse, and goaltender Joey Hocko, also of the Posse. Alexander Bronswick from the Revelstoke Grizzlies is the Next Shift Network Young Gun. Up next, Kimberly Dynamiters head coach and general manager Derek Stewart.
For the Dynamiters, Cleland and Walsh on the points. Off the draw, the puck goes into the corner. Lindahl now puck back to the blue line. Dynamiters get a goal.
I'm speaking with Derek Stewart, head coach and general manager of the Kimberly Dynamiters. Derek, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thanks very much for having me, Manuel.
So, Derek, what have you been up to since the team got eliminated in the first round?
We sent the guys home for a little break, I think 10 to 12 days or something like that, and just been strictly battling and working on our conditioning this month.
Talk about some of the things that you have planned to get the team ready to compete at the Mowat Cup.
Yeah, so this month hasn't been much fun for the guys. I don't think we've been doing, I would say 95% of our practices have been focused on competing, battling drills and conditioning. I think it's important that we get to a point where we can compete with three league champions because the team that showed up in playoffs, I don't believe is able to do that. So we had to hit the reset button here and get back to learning how to battle and compete properly.
I imagine since the series against Columbia Valley, you probably analyzed some things about the team. What are some things that you've identified that you want to improve to make sure that the group is ready?
I think for me, what we kind of the consensus was talking to the other or some players and the other coaches is we just took them too lightly and weren't ready to do what it took in round one. And that's obviously a mistake, and that's something that can't happen again. I think it might be a little bit easier momentum-wise because there is three league champions that are going to be coming here next month, and I don't think anyone would be too wise to take any of them lightly.
I guess that's an important lesson to learn, isn't it?
It's a very important lesson. It's something that we haven't had that problem here in many years, actually. So it's good to keep us on our toes and to learn. Like you said, it's something that I think we need to learn from. And even going forward to next year, the guys that do end up coming back, it's something that you just can't have that. If you take an opponent lightly and aren't ready to do what it takes to have success, you're not going to have much success.
Would you say that's probably the biggest adversity that the group faced this season?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, we were playing much better hockey the last 6 to 8 games of the regular season than we did in playoffs. And, you know, I think perhaps the 9-3 win that we had over them late in the season didn't really help in terms of taking them seriously. But we're moving past that now. The season's over. They deserve to win that series. And it's been a while now. So I think the sting is a little bit gone. We're focused mainly on making sure we're in a position where we can compete with the other three teams at the Mowat Cup.
Are there things that you guys you have planned with the group? Do you have, like, team bonding wise, that's like off the ice things?
Yeah, we've been working on that as well. Been doing a lot of stuff in the community, going to schools, helping out with unloading trucks, and doing a lot of things at the grocery store here coming up. So they're immersing themselves in the community very well. I've got a lot of good comments from people around town, how helpful they've been. Team bonding as well, we've been doing some of that, and we'll continue to do that as well. I think for me, the most important thing, though, is, like I said, getting back to battling and competing for pucks and just wanting it more than the other team is something that was lacking in the playoffs.
Have you been watching the playoffs of, like, our league and the other leagues?
I haven't watched any of our league. I've checked the scores, obviously, after the games and stuff. I'm assuming Revelstoke's going to be here in April. That's probably the safest bet, but you never know. I think I have watched a little bit of the PJHL final, two outstanding teams there, and I caught a little bit of game one of the VIIJHL final as well. And, you know, once those series progress on and once our league gets to its final, I'll probably start watching the KI games.
Talk about what are the positives that you did take out of that first round against Columbia Valley?
You know, our goaltender was outstanding, and there was you know, a good handful of players who did do what we wanted and competed like we want. There was just too many that, for whatever reason, didn't show up in playoffs, and they've showed up in March in practice. It's been hard practices. The guys have been working hard, and I think we can take a lot more so from our regular season. You know, we were 2 points out of finishing first in our division. The team we lost to is one win away from the finals. So I think that we can definitely take a lot more probably from how we ended the regular season in February than we can from our first round of playoffs.
Are there any players that you see that could be like step up or rise to the occasion that maybe some wouldn't expect?
That's a good question. Yeah, there's the obvious ones, but I think there's guys like Jackson Murphy had an outstanding playoffs. Nicholas Hughes was great in the playoffs as well. Some of the forwards you don't hear about too much. Nate Murdoch was really good. Tyler Lindell. So we've kind of hit the reset button, and the guys are sort of earning new roles here before the tournament starts. So I'm expecting everyone to produce and you know, be much better than they were in playoffs. But those are some of the guys that I think that people might not know too much about that were outstanding for us in the first round.
As it gets closer to the Mowat Cup, talk about some of the things that excite you about that getting going.
It's gonna be fun. This is a unique experience for us, for anyone really, being done this long and having this much time between the Mowat Cup. But it's gonna be a fun time. The town's excited. The fans are hungry for some hockey here. We're gonna, like I said, have three outstanding championship teams that are coming into town, and it's gonna be a good 4 days of hockey. So you know, the sponsors are all on board. The board of directors here is working hard. So the players are starting to get a bit excited as well. So it's just around the corner here once April comes. So I think everyone around here is very excited to welcome everyone here on the 18th.
Are you sensing the hunger level starting to grow from the players?
A little bit. I think, like I said, this month hasn't been fun for them. A lot of hard practices. So I think once they reset here after Easter break, when we come back on Tuesday, we'll start to focus more on what it means to be in the tournament, to have a chance to win, what it would mean to the town and the organization. The Dynamiters have never won the gold medal at this tournament. So they've had some success getting there and getting some silver medals and a bronze, but that's something, you know, that could be a motivator as well, as they have a chance to do something that no Dynamiter team has done before. So it's definitely something we're going to discuss and talk about, and I expect the excitement to start growing once they come back from Easter.
That's Derek Stewart, head coach and general manager of the Kimberley Dynamiters. Derek, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
You're welcome, Emmanuel, anytime.
As Kimberley prepares for the provincials, I'm reminded of the Richmond Sockeyes a few years ago, who were bounced out of the PJHL playoffs early. They used the month they had to practice hard and bond, winning the Cyclone Taylor Cup in 2018. For Nitros fans, there's precedence here. A word of obvious advice to the players. I've been to at least 7 provincial championships. Your coaches will stress the importance of every shift at the Mowat Cup. They can't possibly stress that hard enough. The intensity at the provincials is off the charts. If, as a player, you aren't ready, you'll find yourself in the bronze medal game comes Sunday morning. Listen and trust your coaches. Our thanks this week to the KIJHL broadcasters, in particular, Bob Lepke and Bob Scott. KIJHL Director of Communications Emmanuel Sequeira, Revelstoke Grizzly Luke Aston, and Kimberley Dynamiters Head Coach and General Manager Derek Stewart. We'd also like to recognize Next Shift Network and Flow Hockey, which brings our players closer to their families and friends back home. I'm Mark Berry. This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. We're back in 7 days.